Well, my friends, it's not often, but sometimes we actually do get to report some good news here on the show. That's right. Enough ballot measures have been turned in. Enough signatures for the ballot have been turned in, hopefully, to get I-2117 actually on the ballot so that people can vote on stopping the hidden gas tax. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, the man behind six initiatives that are trying to make everybody's lives better here in Washington, the one and only Brian Haywood. Thank you so much for being with us today, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Ari. How are you?
I am wonderful today. So, you guys collected how many signatures, and hopefully this thing's going to be on the ballot?
We collected so far, and we're still collecting, so don't people out there collecting don't need to give up yet, but we've got 418,399 signatures that we turned in today.
Excellent.
Just for the cap and trade.
Excellent. So how many do you need in order to get this thing on the ballot? Because sometimes people write a fake name to mess with you. Sometimes people sign it twice. They're so excited. Sometimes they're illegible. How many do you need to get it on there?
You need about 324,000 and change verified voters.
Gotcha. Now, you are bringing this one everywhere. I saw it everywhere I went, especially at like gun ranges. I saw it at gas stations. I saw it all over the place. I assume this is the one that people are most eager to sign.
This was by far the one that they were eager to sign it, and they were pissed off that they had to.
Awesome. Awesome. So this one, you guys had that great event a couple months back where you lowered the gas prices at one particular gas station. That was a great media attention grabber. But this one here, are you hearing from mostly Republicans? Are you hearing from mostly Democrats? Are you hearing from a mix? Who are the people you're talking to when you have people signing these things?
So we ran a model. It's really a broad range. It's everybody. We ran a model, actually. We scan in everything that we scan them all in, and we run analysis on it to make sure that we've got the number of correct signatures. But one of the other things we did is we ran a model against voter model that suggested whether they were Republican, Democrat, or Independent. And what we found was that we had about 45% of the signers were Republican, 20% were Independent, and 35% were Democrat.
Fascinating. Now, the people who sign this thing, I assume you get the hardcore conservatives who listen to the Ari Hoffman show every single day, who know everything about this. Oh, I-2117, gotta sign it. But then I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who had no idea what's causing it. Was a lot of education being done during this whole thing? Or was it just people going, hey, cheaper gas, I'm going to sign right here for it?
There was a little bit of both. The gas one was an easy one because, everybody had felt that it had been up as high as 50 cents a gallon, and they were feeling it in the pocketbook. And that would bring people over. And we packaged the six to be common sense, so that it didn't matter what your political stripe was. They're all pretty common sense. And once you heard the one, you'd go, oh, yeah, I like that. And then we'd tell you about, hey, police pursuit has been banned in this state. That's kind of stupid. Yeah, that's stupid. I'll sign that one. You're not allowed to tell parents what's going on with the kids at school. Oh, that's stupid. That doesn't make sense to me. And they would sign all six.
So actually, when I saw these all laid out at my gun range, the one who are great endorsers of the show, Security out in Bothell, they had all these lined out there, and I'm going through them one by one. And I got to say, I had a little bit of skepticism because putting out this many at one time, people might say, oh, I don't know, how can I vote for all these and maybe some issues? But actually, there seems to be some genius behind this. While you walk us through a couple of these, so you mentioned the police pursuit one, you mentioned a few of the others. Give me some of the other ones that are out there that people should be signing right now.
So one that I think is the most under the radar, but probably impacts people the most in a way, is the long-term care opt-out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a mandatory payroll tax. And what we're finding is that, 10 years ago, you got your paycheck stub and you had your paycheck and the stub and you looked at it. And if there was one penny taken out, you're like going into HR saying, what's going on? And then then 5 years ago, you got electronic deposit, but you still got your stub. And so you'd still go into HR and say, what's going on? And now you get your electronic deposit, and then you sign onto this website and go through three menus and jump over six hoops. And then you can finally see how much has been taken out of your paycheck. And people, I don't think they're aware that they're getting dinged every single month on this mandatory Jay Inslee payroll tax.
I think most people aren't. In fact, the only people I've heard from are financial people, people who are accountants, people who are bookkeepers, people who are in finance. They're the ones who go, Ari, what the hell is this thing? Because they actually track that kind of stuff. A lot of people around here don't pay attention to that. They're just like, is there money in my account? Because I got groceries to pay. I got things I got to pay for. And they don't realize how bad this thing is. And they're like, well, how do I opt out of it? And I go, guys, you missed your chance. Are you finding the same thing when you talk to people?
Absolutely. And we're trying to give them another chance. And I'll tell you something else about this one that to me is really, really cynical. They knew when they drafted the bill that it wouldn't pass financial muster. And so they had to get as many people disqualified as they could so that it would still pass this fiscal scrutiny. One of the things that they did among many was they made a rule that you have to pay into it for 10 years. If in the middle of that 10 years, you take off 5 years and a day, you have to start back over at day one when you go back on. So your 10 years, like your previous 5 or 9 years are wiped out. So imagine, let's see, is it men that take time off in the middle of their career to have kids, or is it women? This was designed specifically designed to screw over moms that take time off and raise kids.
You know, here's something about that. I didn't know that till you mentioned it just now, and I consider myself pretty well-versed in that. I didn't even know about that provision. And I'm sure with a whole bunch of this other stuff, there's education going on. That's something I'm sure most people don't know, and a whole bunch of moms actually just slammed on the brakes while listening to the show while driving, going, what the hell are you talking about? That's going to happen to me, too? We're talking with Brian Haywood from Let's Go Washington. Tell us about a few of the other initiatives in the few minutes we have remaining.
So we've got a no income tax, and this one is surprisingly popular. Maybe not so surprising. This state's rejected income taxes at the ballot box a bunch of times. But the no income tax, what we did is we said, if the IRS defines it as income, the state, county, and city may not tax it. It doesn't get rid of payroll taxes, but it says you can't. In other words, you can't do something and call it an excise tax just because you want to call it that. If the IRS defines it as an income tax, it's an income tax. And one of the concerns was that, you know, with the payroll tax and with the capital gains tax, the sneaky way that they've been put in, the cities and the counties and the states are all just lining up, and that income tax is coming for you. They may call it something else, but it's coming for you. So this preempts that. And it's sort of a proactive approach to stop them from digging you in the pocketbook.
Now, Brian, you've become like the boogeyman of the left here in Seattle and here in Washington. And I got to say, what makes somebody like you, like you could go live the sweet life. You have some beautiful properties. You have some great. I mean, we've discussed some of the fun we could be having. But instead, you do this. What makes somebody like you want to spend your time messing with Washington politics when it seems like an uphill battle the entire way?
Yeah, and there's a lot of non-love that gets thrown back at me. But I'll tell you what's happened is when you've been blessed financially and you've earned it, you've worked for it, you've gone out and taken risks and you've done things and you worked your butt off, and then you get this reward, and it's kind of a surprising thing. I grew up poor, and never in my life thought that I would have anywhere near the kind of financial success that I've had. Then you say, well, okay, so then what do I do with this? And you can squander time and whatever. But I think probably the most valuable investment you can make is in protecting things of value. And to me, those two things are, I think, beautiful old things like old houses are one, and then freedom is the other, right? So I've sort of, if you looked at what I do, that's where I spend my time and my money. And this is right now on this one, I think in Washington State, the legislature has gotten so out of sync with the average citizen, not in a partisan way. I mean, like everybody, they've gotten out of sync with everybody, that if someone doesn't help push back, we become California.
Well, I got to say, God bless you, sir. Thank you for what you're doing. Plus, you give me tons of content for my show. So that's good stuff on top of it. But I got to say, God bless you for doing that. God bless you for picking up the fight. If you want to learn more, you check out Let's Go Washington's website, which is letsgowashington.com. If you haven't signed any of these ballot initiatives, they are out there. You can get one sent to your house. You can do that to sign these things, but make sure you sign them. Brian Haywood, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll stay tuned because we're going to be in December 12th. We'll have another one to turn in and more stories.
I am so excited. I'm booking you for a date right now. That day, I want you back on the show. Date? Deal?
Deal.
Fantastic. You got it. Brian Haywood, thank you so much for joining us today.